This morning, we have the final installment of our investigation into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum robbery, the largest unsolved art heist in history. In this episode of the WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Last Scene, the reporting team goes to Orlando, Florida for a very big dig. Let's take a listen.
They're crouching now. They're bending.
This is such an odd little scene. All of them standing over there looking at the hole, and all of us
standing over
across
here,
the street, just staring at
looking
them.
Looking at them, looking at the hole.
Looking at them, looking at the hole.
There's the FBI photographer.
I think we're caring less and less if they see us, too.
Joining us now are two people who were on that stakeout, senior producer and reporter for Last Scene, Kelly Horan. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Bob.
And Pulitzer Prize-winning Boston Globe reporter and Last Scene consulting producer, Steve Kirkchin. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Steve, before we get to what was in that hole, it was your lead that led to this dig in Florida. Tell us about that. Where did it start?
I got a call in May 2016 from a retired Boston mobster named Bobby Luisi, who told me of a conversation he had had with a gangster named Bobby Guarenti, who the FBI had long considered a suspect in whatever happened to the Gardner Museum's masterpieces. He quoted Guarenti, who was now dead, as telling him that he, Guarenti, had buried masterpieces below a concrete slab underneath a house in Florida. My ears picked up right away when I heard that, because he didn't say exactly where in Florida. But I had some biography on Guarenti, so I went to it right away, and there I found Eureka. There's an address in Florida that I had never concentrated on. So we went there.
All right, before we talk more about going there, Kelly, remind us who Bobby Guarenti is.
Okay, well, Bobby Guarenti was a Boston mobster, bad guy. He wasn't suspected of having stolen the Gardner art, but of having trafficked it. Listeners might recall from an earlier episode that Gardner's security chief, Anthony Amore, and an FBI agent went to a main home that had been owned by Guarenti on a tip that there was a hiding space in that house that was large enough to have hidden masterpieces. In addition, Bobby Guarenti's widow, Eileen, reportedly told Anthony Amore her Bobby had those paintings. And so this confirmed Anthony Amore's long-held suspicion that Guarenti had something to do with moving the Gardner art after it was stolen.
All right. So with a Guarenti tie to Orlando, Florida, you go to Orlando to look around. What'd you do?
Last December, WBUR and the Boston Globe hired an engineering firm to scan the lot in Florida. The house that had been there had been torn down in 2007, so it was now a vacant lot. A geologist who did not know that he might be looking for buried treasure went there and used two different sources to scan below the surface of the ground. What he was looking for was an abnormality, something that would not be naturally occurring below the surface. And so indeed, he found something below the surface. It was rectangular in shape, certainly large enough to fit stolen masterpieces. And at that point, we ran into a journalistic conundrum because we want to find out what's in this ground, but we can't dig it up ourselves. We cannot risk damaging if there are artworks there. So I took this information to Anthony Amore, and he in turn told the FBI.
And what did the FBI do at that point?
Well, they shut us out. They did not want us to know if and when there was going to be a dig. We were not going to be able to report on it when it took place. Anthony Amore wouldn't say a word about it. And we just had to go on hunches and sleuthing and good reporting to guess at when a dig would take place.
All right. Going back to the hole in the ground in Florida, I take it, because we haven't heard the art's been recovered, that the art was not in the ground there.
But what we did resurrect, if I can say that, is our hope. It really surprised me the extent to which these three skeptical journalists went down there, really propelled by a hope that there would be some fantastic resolution to this case.
And where does the investigation go from here, Steve, do you
well,
think?
I have for a year or so or more thought, let the investigators diligently do their jobs, Anthony Amore, the FBI people. But I also think there's a need to reach out to the public. And this podcast has gotten an immense response from people, and it has shown people what how important this loss is to us and how important a recovery could be, so that everyone, both people who care about art, but also people who are around Boston who hold on to secrets. It's time for those people to not think of this as ratting, not think of this of telling secrets. No, this is getting this artwork back on the gallery's walls where they've long needed to be, so that our children and grandchildren can enjoy them and be inspired by them.
Well, cross our fingers that the missing Gardner art is found someday. Steve Kirkjian, consulting producer and reporter of Last Scene, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Kelly Horan, senior producer and reporter of Last Scene, thanks a lot to you,
too.
Thank
you, Bob.
You can download the first 9 episodes of Last Scene on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. So listen on our website, or for instructions on how to download a podcast, visit wbur.org/lastscene.
Funding for Last Scene is provided by ADT. ADT 24/7 monitoring, designed and installed for you. For more information, visit ADT.com. And by Samuel Adams, Sam Adams Boston Lager, brewed with 100% heirloom hops. SamuelAdams.com, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.